Milwaukee residents continue jumping on the renewable energy bandwagon, even though it has become more challenging in southeast Wisconsin. We Energies and the Public Service Commission have decided that solar users should pay an extra fee to make sure they contribute their fair share of the utility's costs. Some parties are suing. Amid the flexing, the city held another solar information session on Thursday night, targeting the east side. We learn about another neighborhood climbing aboard. Gary and Bonnie Halverson have lived off Maryland Avenue in the Murray Hill neighborhood for nearly 20 years. They've gradually greened up their lives.
We recycle everything, bicycle wherever we can. Bonnie has a hybrid car.
Along with her century-old house.
We've upgraded our boiler to be super energy efficient, and we've blown in all the insulation. We just bought new windows, picking along a little bit, turning this 115-year-old house into something that we can be proud of. Maybe, and the neighborhood as well, hopefully.
Yet Halverson says the decision to install 9 solar panels on their south-facing roof was not an easy one. Prices have dropped, but panels are still expensive. A few things helped: a rebate from the program Focus on Energy and a federal tax credit. The city helps drive down installation costs by organizing neighbors into a purchasing pool. And Bonnie Halverson adds there's a tangible perk.
Almost from the beginning, we're expecting at least 45% off our electric bill.
Gary Halverson is less pleased with the surcharge they'll pay each month for every kilowatt of solar they produce.
That We Energies is charging solar customers.
Groups are challenging the surcharge in court. It would mean the average solar user could pay between $20 and $30 each month to We Energies, according to Amy Hart. She works for the Alliance for Solar Choice. Hart says even though the Milwaukee area saw an uptick in homeowners installing solar before new utility fees were announced, interest continues.
So while there's the lawsuit pending and while there's challenges on the discriminatory fees, the interest in controlling energy bills and being able to self-generate our own clean power on our roofs has really taken a hold in Milwaukee, and so we're not going back from that.
Hart says public service commissions in 8 states have studied solar's impact on the main grid.
Every independent study that's been conducted have actually shown solar is a net benefit to ratepayers. It's actually saving all ratepayers money.
The studies indicate solar saves ratepayer money in several ways, such as by reducing a utility's future investments and the need to produce as much energy.
Certainly there have been a number of studies done in different states.
That's We Energy spokesperson Brian Manthe. He insists customers are not benefiting from those with solar panels.
When you look at what the structure is that we proposed and which was approved by the Public Service Commission, what we wanted to do was be able to make sure that we have the right rate structure in place that both gave the right the proper price signals to those customers looking to put in solar panels or other systems. At the same time, make sure that the costs aren't shifted for our system from those that can afford and have the ability to put in solar panels to those that don't have those means to do so.
While the issue plays out in court in coming months, Murray Hill resident Gary Halverson says his neighborhood will forge ahead with rooftop solar.
We all have the same interest in maintaining our neighborhood, and it helps us all get together and talk to each other, and it provides community reinforcement, I think.
Halverson says Murray Hillers hope to make their neighborhood future-proof and see solar power as one means to that end. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.